Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. A little later, we'll be talking with Casey Nolan of Channel 5. He is just back from covering the Winter Olympics in Sochi for KSDK. He'll join us to talk about that experience. But first, there is a second round of Olympic Games in Sochi that will be taking place early next month. It's the Paralympics, featuring disabled athletes from around the world. Two of the competitors in the sled hockey event have St. Louis connections. Steve Cash is team goalie. He's from Overland. Josh Pauls attends Lindenwood University. He's a defenseman. Both men will be featured in a film titled Ice Warriors to be shown on Channel 9 at 10 o'clock tonight. But I talked with them yesterday and asked about the significance of the games.
The significance of these for me is really it's about representing my country and showing the world what we can do as athletes with disabilities. And then I think it's also important or a little bit more unique than other games with more exposure that we're getting. They're supposed to air our games nationally on television. So I feel like this is our time to shine, and our goal is to get out there and show everyone what we can do.
And Josh, this really is important for the disabled community, is it not?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're out to show people that we're disabled athletes by name, not by character. We're athletes just like anybody else, and we're really trying to show people that just because we're disabled, it just means we do stuff in a different way. It doesn't mean that we necessarily can't do something. And so I think it's going to really help get the word out that of different disabled sports for sure, but also just the stories that you get from different athletes, and then also the just the abilities that some of these guys have.
You know, we're going to be talking a little bit later about the facilities themselves. Apparently, the Russians did not do a terrific job in the accessibility issue for the Winter Olympics just concluded. Do you have any sense of that, Josh?
No, I haven't heard much about that. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. And if it's not as accessible as some people would like it, I mean, we're really good at adapting to whatever life or anything throws at us. So I think we'll be fine.
Steve, there's a certain irony to that, if in fact that is the case, don't you think?
I would say in a way. Josh hit it on the head, though. Me and him, we actually use prosthetics to walk around, so we're a little more mobile. But for guys that are in wheelchairs and guys that may not be able to get around as well, they always find ways to do it. And really, I'm quite astonished by the drive and the motivation these guys have whenever they're presented with an obstacle. Yeah, I'm not too concerned about it, and I know that our team will handle it quite well if that is the case.
Do you have any concerns about security in Sochi? This was a big issue before the earlier games.
I'm necessarily not concerned about the security. I heard the Olympics did a great job of making sure that there were no threats or anything of that nature. So I have no concerns. I know that they'll take the measures necessary to make sure that everyone's safe, regardless of where you're at or where you're from.
Josh, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, like Steve said, I heard the Olympics did a great job with the security, so I'm not too worried about it. I know they're going to have just as tight security for us.
Steve, do you feel that the camaraderie on your team might be a little bit different than those on the teams that have just competed because of the common bond of your disability?
I feel like the camaraderie is heightened simply because of the fact that we've been together for 3 years, 4 years for the most part. We still have the same core group of guys that have been around, since 2010 and before that. And so I think that gives us a lot more chemistry, and hopefully in the long run we'll have an advantage over the opponents if seeing that we actually do get along quite well on and off the ice.
Josh, how about you? Your take the same on that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like Steve said, we've been together, like the men's hockey team has only been together for 2 weeks or about that, and so they had to really bond real quick. We've had that time, and I mean, the disabilities, I guess, all play a part, because if we weren't disabled, we wouldn't be on this team. But I don't think that really has anything to do with how we get along. I think the camaraderie is just because of the different personalities and just the character of everybody that we have on the team. And that just helps and helps keep us together and do well on and off the ice.
Josh, how tough a game is sled hockey?
Oh, it's extremely tough. I mean, it takes years of practice and dedication to really excel at it. On and off the ice, you have to be working out. You have to be working hard. You got to really commit yourself to, especially to play at this level. And, I mean, we get guys from college teams and NHL teams, and they might know what they need to do when they're in a sled, and they might know how to shoot the puck well, but moving is the most important part of the game, and it's really tough to move when you're not used to using your arms as your arms and your legs. I really think it's a difficult sport, but once you get the hang of it, then it just becomes second nature.
Steve, both of you young men have lost your legs at a very early age. When did you get started in all of this?
I actually got started in inline and ice hockey when I was very young. I had cancer at the age of 3, and my leg was amputated when I was 4. But it was almost immediately after I had learned to walk with my prosthetic that I strapped on a pair of rollerblades and skated around the backyard. And so that's really what started it. And then from there, I decided I want to be a goalie when my brothers strapped pillows and newspapers to me and shot pucks at me as hard as they could. Don't ask me why. I guess it was just the thrill of it. And, that's how I got into it. But I've been playing hockey since I was about 8 years old. And it is a game that takes a while to get used to, but it's also something that I fell in love with at a very young age. And to me, it comes as second nature. And I couldn't imagine my life without hockey.
You were not playing sled hockey at that early age, were you, or were you?
No, I was not. I found out about sled hockey at the age of 14. Fortunately, with my past experience in the game, I excelled at it, and I was able to make the national team about 6 months later.
You've got a tough record to beat when you play this time around. You were unscored upon, as I understand it, in the last Olympics.
Yes, back in Vancouver, we did not allow a single goal as a team. But, you know, as I say, you can't look back on the past and expect to repeat history. And so basically at this point, we're just looking towards that goal in Sochi of a gold medal. And obviously we're going to get out there and we're going to compete. And we're going to give it all we can and hope for the best.
Josh, how about your start? When did you lost your legs? As I understand it, very much younger than Steve.
Oh yeah, a little bit. I was born without my tibia bones, so at 10 months old, my legs were amputated, so I could actually learn to walk on prosthetics. And my dad had always been a big hockey fan, and so I was really into hockey when I was younger. I couldn't really find anything until my mom found out about sled hockey. And she saw a flyer. I went and saw a game, tried it out, didn't like it for whatever reason. And then finally a team opened up in my area, and I finally realized, hey, this is the way I'm going to get to play hockey. And I just ended up falling in love with it for whatever reason. And so I started when I was about 8 years old playing sled hockey. And that's the only kind of hockey I've ever been exposed to, aside from, like, watching it on TV and things like that. It's just something that I really fell in love with once I really started playing it. And, I mean, now I'm just taking it as far as I can.
Who are your teammates at age 8 in sled hockey? I can't imagine there have been so many young people around to play.
Actually, there were, especially on the East Coast. I grew up in New Jersey. And so we actually have a league that has teams from, like, Philadelphia, other parts of Pennsylvania. New Jersey has a couple teams, Delaware, Maryland. There's all kinds of disabilities from, like, spina bifida to amputation and different things like that. And there was actually a whole youth league and then also an adult league. And so I ended up moving up the ranks through there up to the adult league.
Do you play any of those sports?
No, I wasn't really into much else. Hockey was my number one passion.
And Steve, how about you? Are you into any other athletics?
I've always been pretty active and athletic. I grew up with 3 older brothers, Mike, James, and Donnie, and, you know, they were always in the backyard doing different things, and they really never let me take a day off and sit inside and kind of feel bad for myself. They always made sure that I was included, and they always push me to the limit. And so I really have them and my parents to thank for you know, where I'm at today. And, you know, any sport you can think of, I played it, and hopefully I can kind of serve as a role model to other people and other children in the disabled community.
Yeah, that's why these games are so important, is to see these the generation coming up that all things are possible. Will your family be with you, Steve, in Sochi?
Yes. My parents will be traveling to Sochi. My brothers will not be able to.
Josh, how about you?
Yeah, I'll have my parents and then my sister, too.
Well, you're certainly looking forward to this. It's got to be just a great moment for both of you. Before we end this, and I'll start with you, Josh, how does it feel to be a movie star?
it's pretty cool. I mean, I think they took most of the non-serious parts of whenever they interviewed me, and I think that really helps, spread the word that we're not just serious athletes, and we like to have fun at times, but when it comes down to playing hockey and when we're on the ice, we're real serious, but off the ice, we're joking around just like any other hockey team. I think it's a great experience, and it's great for the sport to really get the word out and show people what we do that might not have known about sled hockey before that.
Well, the film is Ice Warriors, and that's going to be airing tonight on the Nine Network at 10 o'clock. Steve, how about you? How does it feel to be a celebrity movie star?
Well, I haven't seen the documentary yet myself, as it hasn't aired in my area. But, you know, I think it's more about getting the sport out there, getting the word out, and giving disabled sports a name. And, I think not only the documentary serves for that, is that purpose, but I think the Paralympics as a whole really does justice to what we can do as athletes and what our abilities are, as opposed to what our disabilities are. And so I feel like that's what the spirit of sport allows in this world, is it lets people show, what human beings are capable of, regardless of what they've been faced in their lives and the adversity that they've overcome. And so, with this documentary, I'm thrilled that, you know, it's gotten so much exposure and popularity already. And hopefully, you know, we can only continue to get the name out there and get the word out that disabled athletes are, we're not just playing around. We're here to compete, and we're here to give it our all.
Steve Cash and Josh Pauls, local sled hockey competitors in the forthcoming Paralympic Games in Sochi.